She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Welcome to Wiggins America this week. We'll jump right into it. I'm going to get to things in the next segment that I actually think Trump is not doing well at. This isn't really why you listen to conservative-based media, is it? But we got to be fair. And there is one area I think that he could still redeem himself on, but has botched up until this point. So let's be fair and let's talk about that. But before we do, let's talk about the news of the week. I'm not really sure there's one headline that really stands out from this week. And I may be wrong, but in my opinion, the one that stands out is, again, the same stuff we always talk about, and that is election integrity, because it continues to move forward in a way that is no longer under the cover of night. I guess the investigation in Fulton County is still really hidden. We don't know exactly what they're finding. I'm reading little things here and there and going, oh, what is it? What exactly were they looking for? I have much speculation on these topics, but not a whole lot of facts. And the people that I listen to and trust, they are saying the same thing. They're like, look, we have speculation. We're getting this and that, but we can't really confirm anything. So I'm not going to do that either. But I can tell you that it's been weird to watch the left continue to really freak out over the Fulton County election headquarters raid, because I'm not really sure what the arguments are. You know, they've been saying that they're going to steal, are going to steal the 2026 election. And if somebody could go ahead and connect the dots for me on how going into one county and making sure there was no fraud allows the Trump administration to steal the next election elsewhere. I've seen people say, well, he's going to claim shenanigans and then take the elections over. Well, how? How do you do that? And also, if you claim shenanigans, you have to show proof that there were shenanigans. You can't just claim it and then take it over. That doesn't work. So I get maybe if you don't trust our side, you would look at this and go, oh no, what are they going to do? Are they going to make things up? Because there has to be a level of trust there. But they also have been freaking out that Tulsi Gabbard was there. And a lot of the criticism this week has been strangely aimed at her, and saying, well, her presence at that raid is unnecessary as the director of national intelligence. Again, somebody please connect the dots for me of how the director of national intelligence would not be involved in a raid like that. That seems like the purpose of the job. Or at least if the raid was going to happen, you would want the director of national intelligence there because it's probably her information that led to that raid. But here is a little bit of reporting, from Fox News with Peter Ducey, who's kind of pushing back on some of those narratives.
Capitol Hill Democrats continue complaining about DNI Tulsi Gabbard's proximity to an FBI raid at an elections office in Fulton County, Georgia.
It is clear that what happened in Fulton County is not about revisiting the past. It is about shaping the outcome of future elections.
See, that is already, now it's a Democrat talking, I think it's Mark Warner from Virginia, saying that. Don't just say vaguely what you're saying because it doesn't make any sense. Well, it's about shaping the future of elections. Well, how? If you don't find any fraud, then what are they going to do? Just make it up? I mean, people like me will not allow for that. I mean, maybe some people will believe it, but I'm not going to believe it until I see actual proof.
And quite honestly, dismantling the very guardrails that were put in place to keep them free and fair.
I don't know how.
Administration officials dispute any wrongdoing.
I don't see anything wrong with the president tasking a cabinet member to pursue an issue that most people want to see solved. Maybe you don't, but I know many Americans do want to make sure our elections are protected, and that's what Tulsi Gabbard is focused on doing.
The president thinks his push to nationalize elections is common sense.
If a state can't run an election, I think the people behind me should do something about it.
So I guess there's the fear right there. I'm pausing again. That when Trump uses language like nationalize elections, that what they're saying is that somehow he would come up with some way to tilt the playing field in his direction based on the data that they're finding now. And they don't trust him enough and they believe that he would just make things up to tilt an election. I guess I connected the dots. I just don't. There's a lot of checks and balances between here and there. And one of them is that you can't really just, as the president, say, this is the way we're going to do elections in states now, because it's very clearly outlined as a state's issue. So you'd have to have all of Congress on board to be a part of changing those things. And I'll get to this a little bit later. But even with something like the SAVE Act, that is Congress, that would be Congress passing this, the president, of course, that would be a nationalization of elections in a way, because you'd have to have voter ID to vote, you'd have to have proof of citizenship to register. So that is a process there. But if Democrats are complaining about that, I refer you back, again, I'm going to get to this later, I refer you back to Chuck Schumer in just 2021, and all Democrats tried to get rid of the filibuster to pass the Freedom to Vote Act to what? Nationalize aspects of elections in terrible ways, but they were literally doing the exact same thing that they're saying now Trump can't do. Back to Fox News.
And tonight, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence is trying on social media to fact check the top Democrat on Senate Intel, Mark Warner, over his claim this afternoon that he's not sure if the DNI has responded to any of the letters that he has sent them over the last year. The DNI's response is that Senator Warner has written six times, he has received three formal responses, one more is pending, and they add in that Senator Warner got one briefing he asked them for.
Okay, so there you go. The guy that's complaining the loudest about it, this Mark Warner guy, isn't telling you even the truth about when he's asked for information from Tulsi Gabbard. So I'm not sure why you believe him on anything else. But we're going to take a short break and be right back with a little bit of a criticism. We got more on this for sure. But a little bit of a criticism, I would say it's the biggest flub of the Trump administration, both first term and second term. Stick around. We'll be right back.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Our very own Trisha recommended a very, very good show to me this week, and I have been obsessed with it. Apple TV. If you have Apple TV, man, there are some really good shows on there. Severance is one that I've been watching for a while. I'm not quite done with the second season yet, but it's still really good. If you've not seen Severance, highly recommend that show. Just great, great sci-fi. The whole premise is that there's a guy who anytime he goes to work, he blanks out so that he doesn't have to ever remember going to work. He just can remember living a life outside of work. So he goes and clocks in. And he just completely forgets what he does all day. Well, the problem is he is also aware when he checks out that he's working. So he almost has made two separate hims. One of him can only remember when he's not at work. The other him only remembers being at work. So they're like prisoners. They can't. The one guy loves it because he can't remember work and he can do anything he wants. The other guy is basically a prisoner. His entire life is spent at work, but it's all in one guy. So that's an interesting sci-fi premise, and it just kind of goes nuts from there. There's a little bit of wokery in it, but it's not the point of the show. The one that Trisha recommended that I watch that I'm passing along to you is brand new. It's called Pluribus. And the premise of that show, also on Apple, is that everybody in the world has received this kind of like RNA, current events. They've received an RNA code that has overwritten their previous DNA and fixed some problems in them. And all of them now are like happy. Everybody in the world is happy. They all are co-communicating so they can kind of hear each other's thoughts. Every single person in the world, and everything's fine. There's no crime. There's no nothing. Except there's about, I think, 10 people who it didn't take. And so you follow one of those 10 people who's angry and upset and is not happy. But the rest of the world doesn't want to make them unhappy. So the rest of the world doesn't really know what to do with these few people, and they serve them. So it's a very, very weird concept. And I am loving that show. Pluribus is that one. The other one is Severance, both on Apple. Let me transition here into something that is completely unrelated.
Wow, Wiggins America.
I'm going to make some people mad here by saying that I think Trump has really screwed something up. And I'm not sure that there are a lot of people that will disagree with it, but some people will. Trump has screwed up the Epstein files badly. It may be the biggest blunder of his entire presidency, both terms. He's just screwed it up. And I meant to look up as we go into this segment. In fact, I will while we're talking. How many times did Trump promise to release the Epstein files in his campaign? Because it wasn't a central point that he was hitting a lot, but I do think he said it. Okay, here it is. Yes, the answer is yes, he did promise to release the Epstein files, but it wasn't something that he pushed. It was when Fox News interviewed him or when people would talk to him, he would say, yeah, yeah, absolutely we will. But it wasn't his own talking point. Okay, so there's the answer to that. So he didn't. And if you recall, here's the timeline of these things. On day one, he gets into office, or in the first month, he gives Pam Bondi, I guess, actually gives the quote-unquote Epstein binder to a bunch of influencers, including Libs of TikTok and DC Drano, and I think Jack Posobiec was one of them. And they famously walk out of the White House holding up the Epstein files. It says Epstein files on a binder. And then we find out a couple days later, after sifting through them, it's basically the same exact stuff that's already publicly available. It's nothing new. Nothing had been changed. I mean, there was no new information in any of that stuff that they got. And so everybody goes, well, what the heck is this? This is the Epstein files? And so we had to ask ourselves a question at that point. Well, maybe that's all there is. I mean, we went through 4 years of Biden's DOJ, and maybe that's all that's left. Maybe it all got scrubbed. So we started going, oh, great, here we go. This stuff's gone. The deep state won on that one. And then we find out, because of Pam Bondi, that she starts doing interviews and saying, oh, no, we got all this video. We got all these other things, and we're going to release it all. And then they didn't. And Donald Trump started calling it a hoax. The Epstein files a hoax. And that's where it got tricky, because that's where the left grabbed it and said, oh, the Epstein files, you're in them. You're a pedo. That's why you won't release the Epstein files. It just became a rallying cry. And they didn't really even know what they're saying. They're just saying, release the Epstein files because Trump might be in them. And so then he started to look like the guy who was part of the establishment instead of part of the anti-establishment, which is how he got elected. And then Congress got involved, and Congress voted, well, the House did, to release the Epstein files. And guess who voted against it mostly? Republicans. Some key Republicans didn't, like Anna Paulina Luna and Thomas Massie, who's been all over the board. But Republicans mostly voted against it, and Democrats voted to release the Epstein files. So the Justice Department had to do so. It took them about 6 weeks of going through 3 million files and then finally released them, heavily redacted, but we got to see a lot of new video, audio, and transcriptions and emails between Jeffrey Epstein and many others. Of course, Trump is in them a lot, but for the most part, he is somebody who has drawn Jeffrey Epstein's ire in most of the Epstein files. And in fact, Epstein goes so far as to almost exonerate him and said, look, I was always mad at Trump because he would never get a massage. He would never do the stuff, basically. And he never went to the island. None of that's in there. There was one or two allegations randomly that he was, I mean, just like super, super pedo stuff that even in the file itself, like people were taking it out of context, but in the file itself, the person taking the information said unreliable witness. So there's some random, and those allegations, by the way, are during the 2020 presidential campaign. Like they suddenly came out. So I'm not saying they couldn't be real, but they just seem, according to their own words, very unreliable. So how should he have done this? No, let me, before I say that, we get all the way through this and they've released all this stuff now. And so we realize there were tons and tons of quote-unquote Epstein files, yet he was saying they were a hoax. Well, why was he saying they were a hoax? Well, because probably of those allegations that were in there that he knew if they released them, they would take the liberals would, of course, take those things and run with them and create a whole new narrative. And so he blocked them from being released at all. That's what I truly believe has happened here, just like his taxes. People have been crying foul about Trump's tax returns, Trump's tax returns. Anything we've ever gotten from his tax returns, which he still has never released, has been completely clean. So he just doesn't want to give the opposing side cannon fodder. And I think that's what he did here. The problem is he completely misplayed it. He misplayed this one badly. And he cost himself integrity for being the outsider. Now he looks like the insider who's protecting these people. Instead of being the one who stepped in month one and still invited those influencers in, but really gave it to the whole media and said, here are all the Epstein files. By the way, there's some in there about me that are false, but I'm so transparent that I'm giving it to you anyway. That's how he would have owned it and been the outsider that we all elected. But he's lost that place. And a lot of those voters who kind of through COVID came along and were like, this whole system's corrupt. Let's get Trump in there because he's from the outside. And now he looks like he's part of it and hiding it. And because he did. He did not release them when he should have because he thought it would hurt him. And it ended up backfiring and hurting him worse that he didn't. That's the problem. If I'm going to criticize Trump, that's my number one criticism of Trump. I will also mention this, though, just because it happened this week. And it's the kind of stuff that happens. There's so much stuff happening all the time. But this, I think, is also a misstep for him, or I just don't like it. It's that Trump's team, is suing the IRS, as in his own people. Like, he put the people in charge. Besant is in charge of the IRS right now. And he is suing the IRS for discrimination. Well, the lawsuit itself is valid. Like, what the government did to Trump to try to stop him, like, he deserves recompense for that because he was mistreated. The problem is now he's suing his own people. It's just like collective bargaining. Like when the government unions go, oh, we're going to go into bargain with our own people. Like nobody's actually there fighting on behalf of the taxpayer. Well, that's what this is. He's suing the Treasury Department for $10 billion. He won't get all of that, but he's got people in charge who aren't going to really fight it. I just don't like that. I think that he should be given something for what he went through. Like the lawsuit is valid, but he should file it the day he leaves office. Not right now. It's just a bad look. And he's going to win. And he's going to get a lot of money. It's going to be taxpayer money. Don't like that stuff. And I think it's important to call it out. And my apologies to all the people who are now mad at me. No, I don't actually apologize. I'm calling balls and strikes, and I think it's fair. And there's a lot more to come, and I think that we're going to continue to call balls and strikes. We're going to call it on election integrity and everything in every area because that's fair. All right, stick around. I'll be right back. It's getting a lot.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
And now, the next chapter of the Serta Counting Sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counted anymore?
Let me tell you a story. Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with the Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again.
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
A lot of attention, and I'm glad that it is. This isn't something that I jumped on board with right away, though. The SAVE Act is, of course, what's causing the Senate to fight against itself pretty hard right now. Chuck Schumer is saying that this is the end of American democracy if they pass the SAVE Act, which is really ironic. I'll get to that in a second. But it could cause there to be an end to the quote-unquote zombie filibuster, as they keep calling it. It's not just a Trump word. The zombie filibuster is that you don't have to do anything to filibuster something right now. You used to have to. I think pre-1971, you had to talk to filibuster something. And they're just talking about removing the sleeping zombie filibuster to where you have to go back to talking to filibuster something again, which I'm a huge fan of. I mean, I don't know why we ever allowed it to get to the way that it is right now. Now, that's not removing the filibuster, which is kind of a compromise because they also could just remove the filibuster right now. But they're talking about actually doing something to get some legislation passed in the Senate. That doesn't mean that Democrats couldn't physically talking filibuster the SAVE Act forever, but it also causes compromise. So right now, the Democrats have to do nothing to filibuster the SAVE Act. But if they nuke the zombie version of it and they have to talk, well, eventually they're going to wear out. Let's say they talk for 2 months, you know, like eventually they're going to wear out and have to compromise on something. So it causes legislation to happen. And that's good. And if it's that bad for America, then they'll just talk forever. But they won't because it's not that bad. In fact, I have the SAVE Act here. The entire act, we should praise it, is less than three pages. It's actually only three pages if you use pretty big font. It's a really basic act. And I looked up what the SAVE Act is because the criticism against it is that, well, illegal aliens, can't say illegal citizens, that doesn't make any sense. Illegal aliens already can't vote. Well, that's true, but the SAVE Act is not asking whether illegal aliens can vote or not. It's asking, can they register? And in fact, it stops illegal aliens from being able, or anybody who's ineligible, from being able to register because it asks you to prove citizenship when you register. You'd think I talk for a living. I'm not doing a very good job. And this is I looked this up. This is something that happens in literally every single Western nation, Western democracy in the world. You have to prove citizenship when you register to vote. Sometimes that happens simultaneously as when you get your driver's license, like that happens in Canada and Australia. And other times you have to physically prove it, but every nation does it. Literally every nation except for two. Guess which ones? Well, we're one of them. The other one's the UK. Why? I mean, why would you not prove citizenship when you register to vote? That's ridiculous. And then I thought, well, what about other nations? Are we just talking about Western, quote-unquote, Western democracies? So I just randomly picked a continent, and I looked up this same subject concerning Latin America, all of Latin America, which isn't a continent, but you know what I mean, South America. And the same was true. Not a single country allows you to register to vote without proving that you're a citizen of that country. So this is such a basic act. But to hear people like Chuck Schumer stand up and say, unbelievable, this is Jim Crow 2.0. it doesn't even mean anything anymore. And I really get sad for people who believe that he's actually fighting for them, because listen to what you're fighting against. You're fighting against something that's so basic and so common that literally every other country that has a democracy does it. And here's where I said, I'll get to this in a second. Well, here's the second. Chuck Schumer himself sponsored legislation to do the inverse opposite of this. So their whole claim is, not only is this law so bad, but it's actually unconstitutional to nationalize an election. You've heard this refrain if you listen to the news at all in the last couple of weeks. The Democrat talking point went out, and they're saying it's unconstitutional. You can't have national implications or national restrictions on how states do their voting, because that's why it's states' rights. They're like saying, oh, it's all about states' rights now. But literally the same people, including Chuck Schumer, tried to do that exact thing in 2021, not long ago. Remember the Freedom to Vote Act? There were some things in it that were okay, requiring states make more accessible areas for people with disabilities to vote and stuff like that. You're like, okay, well, that's fine. There's things that are questionable, broadening identification that's acceptable to be able to vote. States would have to offer same-day voting registration. That's weakening it. It outlawed partisan gerrymandering, which they were masters of at the time. So that was weird. So you go, well, what's the devil in the details there? And then strengthening the Federal Election Commission's ability to investigate charges of campaign abuses. Keep in mind, this is literally their bill. This is the Freedom to Vote Act of 2021 that they would have passed if Manchin and Sinema had allowed them to throw the filibuster out. And they were going to do it. This would have been the law of the land. And we would have had no filibuster now, and probably not as many Republicans registered or winning those elections. Because these are aimed at, you know, not securing elections, but securing them for Democrats by loosening them up. Here's the parts of the Freedom to Vote Act that were just awful. Because some of that was like, depending on who's implementing it, depending on how it's done, it could be okay. Here's the parts that you're like, no way. Would limit the ways states can purge people from voting rolls. Why would you want to do that? You want to let states purge people from voting rolls because typically there are way too many people always on voting rolls. Allow voting by mail with no excuses needed. And voters could put their ballots in drop boxes with no oversight. That was part of the Freedom to Vote Act. And so regardless of what you even think about the Freedom to Vote Act, which is terrible, versus the SAVE Act, which is super basic and literally every country in the world does it, they were trying to do the same thing. I mean, you're talking about such incredible hypocrisy that it's almost laughable. I struggle trying to find a way to talk about that level of hypocrisy that's funny, because it's so bad that it actually makes you mad at the same time as you're laughing at it. Because it's so blatant that you're like, well, that's kind of funny that it's so blatant. But it's also, these are the people trying to pass laws in the United States, and they have no shame. So it's incredible. But anyway, I think this topic's really important. And when I heard Brian Kilmeade get on board with election integrity, I was like, oh, okay. I pulled the clip, actually. I'm going to play it here. Just because I think, wow, here's what Kilmeade's talking about. And he uses a sports analogy that I think I'm going to start using. I'm just going to like rob him of this good idea that he had to talk about. When you realize a ref has made a bad call, do you not want that call overturned? Of course you do. Even if you're on the other team, you're like, I hate to see that they overturned a call that benefited my team, but it was the right call. That's the fair assessment. Here's what he had to say.
Preventing people from voting is not something, I don't know anybody. I'm talking about closed circles. I'm talking about small circles, big circles, speeches. Nobody has said the way to win an election is to make sure nobody shows up. The less, the better. Turnout might work out in certain states for certain parties, but that's not what anyone's approaching. I just want to find out who really won every election. School board, President of the United States. That's all. I want to find out. I just want to know the final score is the final score. Now, think about it. In sports, when you see someone make a catch and you watch the replay and it's a catch and it turns out the ref on the field, an instant replay doesn't overturn it and the ref got it wrong, you say to yourself, that team got robbed, but you have to deal with the result. All they're trying to say, what Republicans are trying to say is, there's a chance that people are going to cheat, but let's diminish that chance to the most possible, best possible way. And the version of sports instant replay, which is now in tennis and now baseball, there's not a major sport with that instant replay, is to make sure the people that show up are the people that are supposed to. It doesn't mean that some people aren't still going to cheat. I imagine some people aren't going to get the message. First-generation Americans might be confused. I want to make sure if people get married or divorced and their names changes, they don't get stopped. There's got to be things built in for that. Hey, I got divorced in October. There's an election in November. I showed up to vote and they wouldn't accept my new name. We got to make sure that doesn't happen, because 50% of all marriages don't work out. That means 50% of, there'll be a huge percentage of people who go to get married, get married and then can't vote, which will be a travesty. But it's, to me, that's so easily fixable. So if you told me, for example, I can't get on a plane if my passport doesn't match my license, I'm going to make sure that I do what's necessary to make sure American or Delta or JetBlue get me on that plane so people can be a little bit resourceful in life.
See, it's a good take. And so a lot of that is about the SAVE Act, but some of that's about election fraud. And this is a topic, of course, we've talked about since 2020, 2021, when I actually got this show. And it's waned, it's ebbed, it's flowed, but we've been talking about it ever since and trying to weed out the bad info from the good info and the real stuff from the false stuff. And I'm just happy to hear somebody like Kilmeade is actually talking about this now, because he's not somebody who's really talked about election integrity a whole lot. And if he's on board now, you know this has become a mainstream issue. I'm really happy about that. We have one more segment left. We're going to do some good news. How about that? Stick around. I told you I was going to save some good news for last this week. I like good news. It's just that you got to do so much bad news to get to the good news. You got to go through the crap to get to the good stuff, don't you? Well, here we are. It's the end of the show. And the headline reads this way. Come see how multiple studies show ice cream is one of the healthiest foods in existence. And I bet because you listen to this show, and I know usually the type of person you are, you're pretty skeptical of this research. I was too. I assumed that something that said ice cream was one of the healthiest foods in existence would be funded by none other than ice cream companies. But it wasn't. It's the exact opposite of that, actually. Listen to this. Okay, it says, I know everyone is taking bets on whether America gets destroyed by civil war, crushing debt, or Chinese invasion. But I have some great news to remind you that God is sovereign and loves us dearly. I like the way it starts. A 2018 study for a Harvard student's dissertation found that ice cream was inversely associated with heart disease, as in reversed it. Both the student and his professors tried repeatedly to make the association go away with different analysis because they couldn't believe it would be true. A 2013 meta-analysis of studies found that one of the best results of any food studied for diabetes risk was ice cream. But researchers buried that in their report, likely because they couldn't believe it was true. Another meta-analysis of studies of 2014, so these are all different, in 2014 showed ice cream had, quote, the best protective result of any dairy food studied, with a 32% reduction in diabetes risk. I don't know how this is possible, but I'm just giving you the data. A 2016 study similarly showed ice cream's protection against diabetes, but the authors believed that the association was invalid just because of their personal bias and buried the results in the supplemental tables. A 2019 paper then showed, you guessed it, a lower risk of diabetes with increased ice cream consumption. But the researchers put this information at the very end in the supplementary tables to try to hide it. Are you seeing a pattern yet? The most recent study in 2024 showed a linear dose responsive involving 50% reduction in diabetes risk for having one serving per day, the greatest risk reduction of any dairy food studied. None of these studies, zero of them, were funded by Big Ice Cream. Rather, the results came in spite of the researchers' bias against ice cream. Isn't that wild? Take that for what it's worth. I know what I'm going to do with it. Eat worse. Although I know I'm going to eat better because I'm going to eat more ice cream and apparently get rid of diabetes. I really don't know. But I mean, that's a lot of anecdotal evidence. No, not even anecdotal. That's a lot of evidence that says that diabetes is reduced by eating some ice cream. Not a lot, but some. All right. Now, that was good news. Here's where it gets a little tricky. Do you consider this good news? I do. It's just a very strange story, and it's been making the rounds as of this week. This is from the New York Post. Resurfaced 3,300-year-old Egyptian document hints at biblical giants being real. I'll read the story to you. Historians are scratching their heads at a resurfaced Egyptian scroll held by the British Museum that might support the claim that biblical giants were in fact real. I love this stuff. Genesis chapter 6 of the Bible is about God's response to widespread human wickedness and corruptness, which was supposedly caused in part by Nephilim, powerful beings that were the sons of fallen angels and human women, as in demons having relations with humans, women, and then producing these beings called Nephilim. It was these sons of God, as they are described, who were giant beings referred to as men of renown that caused widespread chaos, which prompted God to cleanse the earth by destroying all creatures under the sky with flood waters. And by the way, as I have read much about this in the Bible specifically, it doesn't just say that that was it, that the flood wiped them out. It says that they existed in some way after that. And the article acknowledges that, too. I'm just sort of giving you a background. Fast forward to now, Anastasi 1, a 3,300-year-old document that's been in the British Museum since 1839, has reignited the interest of the Associates for Biblical Research, a religious organization in Pennsylvania. Has historians and researchers believing that these, quote, men of renown giants may have actually been real. The ancient document, again, this is a 3,300-year-old document, is believed to be from the 13th century BC. It mentions run-ins with the Shosu people, who were supposedly 8 feet tall, which scared, at the time, Israelites, as originally reported by the Daily Mail. To connect the dots that Anastasi 1 is proof beyond what is said in the Bible, the giants existed, Numbers 13:33. You know, so we're using the Bible to prove the Bible, but that's okay. Because Numbers 13:33 would have been way after the flood, of course. A verse from the Old Testament also hints at Israelites coming across these large figures saying, quote, "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come from the giants, come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, as so we were to them." So we were to them in their sight. So this would have been way after the flood. And also, by the way, David and Goliath, they think that some of the Philistines and some of the giant people, which weren't quite as giant as the originals were, these would have been kind of like offspring that still had some of those genes. So they were still enormous, really, really large people. But the article goes on here to say that 4 cubits or 5 cubits tall in this 3,300-year-old document translates to a figure close to 8 foot tall. In all that being said, historians remain skeptical as there is reportedly no physical proof of the archaeological evidence that giants once existed. The New York Post has to say this, to be fair. And then on the flip side, though, it says that claims of supersized humans from Central America roaming a remote town 90 miles northeast of Reno, Nevada, are still baffling scientists all these years later. While many believe these red-headed, pale-skinned giants to be legend, some reports of discoveries like when a pair of miners allegedly came across 60 human skeletons, some measured between 7-8 feet tall, say otherwise. The modern evidence stuff doesn't really bother me because we're talking about finding a needle in a haystack trying to find some of these skeletons and stuff. And whenever they do, sometimes they're hoaxes and they, you know, get everybody's attention. But just the fact that 3,300 years ago, there were people talking about people that were 8 feet tall, I don't know. It makes me take note. I love this kind of stuff, though. Not just the sort of biblical conspiracy stuff. I like finding the truth, because if the Bible says it and you believe the Bible, then you're like, well, I can't just brush it aside. It's there for a reason, so I better dig into it. And you find really, really interesting stuff that can shape your worldview a little bit, you know, depending on how important it is, which all of it is important. But some of it, like this, isn't really going to change your theology a lot, but it could change your view of history a little bit. Anyway, I find it interesting, and I find it to be good news anytime something like that comes along and possibly confirms the biblical account. I like that. I like to pay attention to it. This has been Wiggins America. Thank you so much for listening this week, and we will see you next.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.